家早安。
Good morning, everyone.
非常的荣幸今天牧师给我翻译。
It's a great honor that the pastor is my translator today.
通常是我帮他翻译，所以现在有点不适应。
Usually it's the other way around, so I'm not very used to it.
好，那么上个礼拜天的时候，在这边有一个特别的报告，就是呢，我九月一号就会开始休产假了。
And last Sunday, there was a special report that I am stepping down from my role in the church starting September 1st.
我还是会在这里出没，直到生产为止。
And of course, I'll be around until I give birth.
那么请大家继续为最后这一个月祷告。
So I ask that all of you pray for this last month of pregnancy.
谢谢。
Thank you.
好，那么我们来开始今天的。
And we will begin.
好，一开始呢，问大家两个问题哈。
In the big, you know, opening with a couple of questions.
哎，字好小，我还以为已经弄得很大了。
It's kind of small.
对不起 ，OK。好，第一个问题是你这一辈子作为一个基督徒，你这一辈子最在意的事情是什么？最希望得到什么？最希望看到什么事情发生
？And the first question is, in your life as a Christian, what would you say is something that you are very seem as very important to you, concerned about.
然后第二个问题就是，你觉得这个答案比较是符合上帝的心意，还是你自己的心意
？And the second question is whether your answer is more in line with your own will or the will of God.
好，来花点时间想一想哦。
Okay, so I ask you to think about those two questions.
好，如果说你知道第一个答案，可是你不知道第二个答案。
Perhaps you have the answer to the first question, but not the second.
那么我们可以一起来想一想，就是我们来想想看，如果说是我自己的心意，我们要怎么样出发，从我的心意到达神的心意呢
？And I ask you to think about if you begin with your own will, can you then arrive at the will of God?
我们今天要看到的故事是约书亚记里面第三章第四章。
The story that we are looking at today is from Joshua chapter 3 and chapter 4.
当年上帝带领以色列人离开埃及，本来要直接进去给他们的应许之地生活。
At that time, God led the Israelites out of Egypt with the intention of them directly going into the land of Canaan, the promised land.
但是因为他们的不信跟悖逆，所以他们就在旷野游走了40年。
But because of their unbelief and also their rebellious nature, they wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
有个笑话说，他们游走40年是因为摩西不肯问路。
And what was that?
他们在旷野游走四十年，是因为摩西迷路不肯问路。
There was a
面子挂不住。
You know, a joke that they got lost because well, Moses got lost. He didn't know where he was going.
那这个对于没有家的人来说，哈，当时他们最肯定的，最希望得到的，肯定就是一个安定的生活。
To people who are homeless, I'm certain that what they wanted the most is a life of stability.
不用跑来跑去。
So that they don't have to run back and forth.
他们就像今天的难民。
And they are like the refugees of today.
就是他们的国家有战乱，或者某种原因逼迫他们必须离开家乡。
Maybe because there are wars in their country, or for other reasons, it forced them to leave their homeland.
去寻找一个可以生存的地方。
And to find a place where they can survive.
因为在家乡活不下去了。
Because they cannot live in their homeland.
但是好像也没有别的地方想要接纳他们。
But it seems like there are no other place that will accept them.
所以走到哪里就像皮球一样被踢来踢去。
So they are running around, being kicked around from, you know, like a ball.
有一个特别报道说，德州边境就是有一块沙漠地带，然后很多的非法移民会死在那里，因为他们会想要穿越德州的边境去进入德州。
There was a special report that at the border of Texas and Mexico that many illegal immigrants would be there, and there's a
desert area.
A desert area near that border.
And a lot of them died there.
And a lot of them, you know, die there.
嗯，因为沙漠太大了，他们迷路了，他们渴死、饿死、晒死、冻死了。
Yeah, because the desert was very vast, and they could get lost, or they could, you know, freeze to death.
所以他们就是很多都是变成尸体了，才被巡逻的边境的员警找到。
And so that many of the corpses were discovered by.The border patrol.
有些是死了几天之后才被发现，有的是在被发现的前十分钟还活着。
Some of them may have died many weeks, a few weeks ago, and others were still living just 10 minutes before.
所以他们的家人可能永远都不知道他们发生了什么事情。
And even their family might not have known what was happening to them.
那是难民的悲哀啊。
And that really is the tragedy of refugees.
当年的以色列人也是有点像这样咯。
And you know, the Israelites of those days were somewhat like them.
他们在旷野里面游荡。
And they were wandering in the wilderness.
然后每天在怕，在抱怨，在怕没有东西吃，没有水喝。
And you know, every day they were living in fear. They complain. They have nothing to eat.
虽然上帝一直在带领保守着他们，但是他们最渴望得到的是一块有自己的地。
Even though the Lord cared for them and protected them, but what they desire the most is a place of their own.
那么上帝确实是为他们预备了一块地让他们去住。
And truly, God has prepared a place for them.
因为这个原本住在这块迦南地上的外邦人呢，他们是犯了很多的罪，所以得罪了上帝。上帝要把他们赶出去，把这个地给以色列人。
Because of the Gentiles who were indigenous to that area were very sinful, and God wanted to cast them out of that land.
所以是因为这块地上面住的人原本太邪恶，不是因为以色列人做得很好，所以神要赏赐给他们这块地。
And it's because the people that lived there were very evil. It's not that the Israelites were any good of themselves.
所以呢，对那个年代的以色列人来说，他们这辈子最想要的就是回答第一个问题哈，就是一个安定的生活。
So to that generation of Israelites, what they desire the most is to you know, have a home to call their own.
那么我们今天看的这个故事呢，就是约书亚记第三章到第四章呢，就是讲到以色列人四十年的游荡完了之后，正要进入迦南地之前就发生的事情。
And the story we read in Joshua 3 and 4 is about the Israelites after the 40 years of wandering is just about to enter the land of Canaan.
好，所以说已经过了四十年了。
So 40 years have passed.
一整代的人都过世了。
The whole generation have died off.
现在在新一代的领导之下呢，他们终于要进入上帝应许给他们的地居住。
So that new generation and the new leadership is getting ready to go into the promised land.
当初他们离开埃及的时候，四十年前，法老派追兵追他们，要逮他们回去做奴隶。
And 40 years ago, when the Pharaoh sent his army to pursue.After the Israelites,
然后他们来到红海的时候，前面有大海，后面有追兵。
And when they came to the Red Sea, before them was the sea, and behind them were the army in pursuit.
所以他们正在走投无路的时候呢，上帝就行了神迹。
And as when the time that seemed like they have nowhere to go, God performed a great miracle.
好，我们不全部读哈，我们就稍微看一下这个神迹，就是分开红海的神迹。
Yeah, we're not gonna read everything. I just kind of look at a little bit about this miracle, the parting of the Red Sea.
Okay, 好，所以呢，神用大东风在让海水一夜退去。
So God, used the great east wind to turn the sea into dry land.
然后以色列人就下海走干地。
And the Israelite people were able to walk through on dry ground.
Okay. 然后呢，这个以色列人埃及人追赶他们的时候呢，就统统都一起下到海中了。
And all the Egyptians, when they pursue them, they all fell into the sea.
然后呢，他们就很混乱，他们的车轮也脱落了，难以行走。
And all the chariots and horsemen, they were very confused. These Egyptians.
然后等到他们以色列人通通上了岸之后呢，耶和华就对摩西说：“你向海伸杖，叫水仍然合在埃及人身上。”
And only after all the Israel people crossed the Red Sea, then the God, you know, allowed the water to come back together, come back up.
然后呢，他们就当然全部溺死，埃及人就溺死在水里。
And all of the Egyptian soldiers were destroyed in the water.
然后那些追兵呢，就一个都没有剩下。
And none of the army that pursued them remained alive.
嗯 ，OK。然后呢，以色列人看见这些就敬畏耶和华，就哦，神真的是真神。
And when the Israelites saw this mighty hand of the Lord, they, you know, they praised God and trusted Him.
好，所以这是40年前发生的事情。
And this was what happened 40 years ago.
上帝为以色列行了这个神迹之后，在40年间，照理来讲，以色列人应该要非常信服上帝才对。
And because it's a miracle, you would think that in the, you know, these 40 years that the Israelites would really trust in the Lord.
可是又不是，他们就忘恩负义，然后抱怨连连，背逆上帝。
But on the contrary, they were very ungrateful and they continued to complain.
但上帝没有放弃他们。
But the Lord had not abandoned them.
他就是惩罚那一整代不信的人。
And he only punished the people of that first generation.
就是不可以进迦南地。
And that they were not allowed to enter the land of Canaan.
然后在那一整代的人当中，只有两个人，就是加勒跟约书亚进入迦南地。
And of these two generations, the dead generation, only two remained, and that was Joshua and Caleb.
其他人都是旷野里面生的那一代。
And the remaining people were all born in the wilderness.
过了这40年之后，现在他们要进入迦南地之前呢，他们要过约旦河。
But after 40 years before they could enter into the land of Canaan, they have to cross the Jordan River.
所以这一次呢，上帝要再一次为他们行神迹。
And then,
上帝再一次为他们行神迹。
And again, the Lord performed a miracle on their behalf.
好，我们一起来读这个约书亚记第三章。
Let's read together from Joshua chapter 3.
百姓离开帐篷，要过约旦河的时候，抬约柜的祭司乃在百姓的前头，他们到了约旦河，脚一入水，那从上往下流的水便在极远之地撒拉旦旁边的亚当城那里停住，立起城垒。那往亚拉巴的海就是沿海，下流的水全然断绝，于是百姓在耶利哥的对面过去了。抬耶和华约柜的祭司在约旦河的干地上站定，以色列众人都从干地上过去，直到国民尽都过了约旦河。 OK， 好，所以这个就是跟刚刚红海发生的事情很像，对不对？
And we see how similar this is, you know, in crossing of the Red Sea.
那么约书亚记第三章跟第四章呢，大概就是前前后都是在讲他们过约旦河中间发生的细节。
So Joshua chapters 3 and 4 is really about you know, the crossing of the Jordan, what happened before and after.
所以我们可以看到他们这整个40年的旅程里面呢，过红海跟过约旦河就像一个两边的括号一样，就是他们的开始跟结尾，然后上帝是这两个故事的主角。
And so, as if the crossing the Red Sea and crossing the Jordan, these 40 years are like bookends or quotation marks, you know, symbols of those two miracles.
好，所以呢，以色列就从干地上面走过去了。
So the Israelites were able to walk across on dry land.
所以过约旦河的这个故事呢，也是改变以色列人命运的一个转捩点。
And really, the crossing of the Jordan changed the fate of the Israelite people.
所以一开始的时候，我们问的这个问题就是，我们最想要的是什么
？Because I asked you the question of what do you desire the most?
上帝最想要的又是什么
？And what does God desire the most?
从我们今天的情况来看，过约旦河对一个基督徒的属灵生命来说呢，可以说是世界观改变的一刻。
And we can say that crossing of the Jordan is in our lives, you know, would be like, you know, the changing of our worldview as a, you know, a Christian.
从属灵的旷野进入属灵的迦南地。
From spiritual wilderness entering the spiritual land of promise.
它代表着从黑暗进入光明。
From the darkness entering into the light.
从与神隔绝进入与神同在。
From being separated from God to being in God's presence.
同时也代表从狭隘的、狭窄的世界观里面进入以上帝的眼界为准的世界观。
So from our narrow world view, we enter in the expanded view from God's perspective.
就好像过去以色列人他们在旷野里面是很急功近利的，他们只是看着他们有没有水喝，有没有东西吃。
But like the Israelites, they wanted quick success and instant rewards. And they were looking at not having water to drink and nothing to eat.
对，就好像我们今天在求上帝回应我们的需要，就是包括我们的工作啊、婚姻啊、孩子啊、健康啊等等。
And it's like we asking God to provide for our needs, whether it's our marriage, our children, our health, our work, and so forth.
那求这些东西当然是没有错的，但是呢，上帝要给以色列人东西又远远的大过这一点吃的。
And there's nothing wrong with asking for these things, but God has something, even, more far better than these things.
他要赐给他们一块地，然后让他们建立自己的国家，在那边过着安居乐业的生活。
He wanted to give them a piece of land upon which they could build their own nation, and to live a very, safe and happy life.
同样，今天我们的眼界也可以被上帝来扩张。
And so today, our perspective need to have God expand.
上帝要给我们的不只是满足我们眼前的需要。
God is not just giving to us what is, in front of our eyes, what we can see.
他要使用我们的人生来参与在扩张他国度的事业当中。
He wants us to use our lives to participate in the expansion of his kingdom.
他要让我们的人生过得有意义。
He wants us to live a meaningful existence.
是从神而来的意义。
And it is the meaning that is derived from God.
当年以色列人要进入外邦人的地的时候，他们的目的是要赶走他们。
And so the purpose of the Israelites, going into the land of Canaan is to cast out the Gentiles.
但今天基督徒进入世界的时候，是要为上帝得着那些还不认识他的人的心。
But today, as we, enter into the land, our purpose is to win more souls for the Lord.
让更多人来认识他，明白他的旨意。
So that more of God will, more people will come to know Him and to understand God's will.
所以我们也像以色列人一样进入外邦人的地。
So we are like the Israelites entering the land of the Gentiles.
那么过约旦河之后呢，我们的生命就会完全的不一样。
So after we cross the River Jordan, really it makes our changes our whole life.
所以今天我们从第三章、第四章里面来看到一些经文，就是以色列人是怎么样过约旦河的呢
？And so in Joshua 3 and 4, we see how we should cross the River Jordan.
好，首先我们来看一些经文哈。
And let's look at some verses.
第三章第四节说呢。
Chapter 3, verse 4.
你们和约柜相离要量两千轴，不可与约柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a, but keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the ark. Do not go near it.
好，上帝就是嘱咐约书亚说，一开始先让祭司抬着约柜下约旦河。
So God began by telling Joshua to let the priest, carry the ark of the covenant across first.
然后其他人就要跟着祭司的后面走进去。
And all the other people will follow the priest.
但是不能离得太近，因为神是圣洁的。
Because they cannot be too close, because God is holy.
但是必须要跟着他，这样才知道怎么走。
And yet you have to follow him in order to know which way to go.
我觉得这一句话很stand out, 就是因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
And I feel this is especially significant because you have never been this way before.
因为会让我觉得上帝是非常的细心。
And we know that I feel that God is very meticulous.
他就像一个让人跟车的人。
You know, it's like someone who's the lead driver. Yeah.
我们都有跟过人家车，有没有？ And, 去一个不熟的地方。
And we all have followed a driver, in a car, to a place that we are not familiar with.
那我们都知道，有些人呢，他是比较粗心，他不管后面的人有没有跟上来，他就开走了。
You know, some people they don't care, the people behind them, what's happening, they just keep driving.
然后有些人很细心，他一直看着后视镜，看你有没有跟上来。
But others are very careful. They would keep looking at the rearview mirror to make sure that the people behind him is still there.
如果他说他过了绿灯，然后他发现你没过，他就会先停在路边，等你过来，他再继续开。
And if he goes to a green light and the people behind him couldn't make it, then he would pull off to the side of the road until they catch up.
上帝就是这个领路的人。
And really, God is like this lead driver.
我们就是跟车的人。
We are the ones following him.
我们当中有些人方向感很好，不需要跟车。
There are some of us who have a good sense of direction.
那有些人是路痴，就像我。
And but others are like road idiots, like me.
路痴是 road idiots. OK, 但是无论方向感多好的人呢，我们都是需要跟随神。
But no matter how good your sense of direction, you still have to have somebody to lead you, to guide you.
然后上帝的带领是非常细心的。
And so that's the way that God leads us.
所以我们只管放心跟着，他会带我们过这个约旦河。
So we can relax, and he will take us across the River Jordan.
OK, 然后呢，再来我们看到第五节。
And then we look at the next verse, verse 5.
约书亚吩咐百姓说，你们要自洁，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事。
Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, the Lord will do amazing things among you.
好，所以我们看到这个一个重点的词啊，就是自洁。
And we see an important word there, consecrate yourselves.
就是洁净自己咯。
That means to clean yourself, to cleanse yourself.
在神做大事之前呢，我们要先预备好。
Before God will do his great work, we have to be prepared.
因为机会是听过吧这句话，机会是给预备好的人。
Because opportunities is for those who are well prepared.
神迹很多时候也是给预备好的人。
And also miracles are prepared for those who are prepared.
当然，有时候我们没有预备好，我们也看到神迹，对不对？
Certainly, sometimes we are not prepared, but we still see miracles.
那个礼拜想想礼拜六，我跟 Isabel 约好一起去采蓝莓。
And Saturday we were going.
Just past Saturday.
Where are you going?
Pick blueberries.
Oh, pick the blueberries.
And then 我跟他约好要去采蓝莓之后，我就后悔了。我想说最近空气那么糟，我们干嘛在外面采蓝莓？
But after I make this appointment, I was a little regretful. I said it's so hot, it's not a good time to go pick.
No, it's so hazy.
Oh, hazy. That's why sticky. Yeah. It's not good to pick blueberries.
然后，所以我就在担心说，那我们既然约好了，我们就快点采吧，采得快一点。
And but since we already made the appointment, we just go quickly.
然后结果礼拜六早上一打开窗帘，哇，蓝天呐、
啊、！But then on Saturday morning, I opened the window and it's all clear blue skies.
我说天哪，不知道多久没看见蓝天。
And I said, wow, how long have I not seen such a sky?
然后就感谢赞美神的恩典。
And I praise God for His grace.
我之前没有想到这件事，我也没为这件事情祷告。
And I never prayed about this.
但是我觉得这个就是神的一个，也是神迹，也是一个礼物，然后就是、yeah. 送到你面前。
I view it as a miracle and a gift of God to me.
但是呢，很多时候神是希望我们透过祷告自洁来预备自己接受神迹。
But a lot of times God wants us to our prayers to prepare ourselves.
所以怎么样自洁呢？
And how can we cleanse ourselves?
这个肯定不是指洗澡，对吧？是在指内心哈，灵魂的洁净。
This is not taking a bath, but cleansing our insides.
我们洗澡要用肥皂跟沐浴乳，对不对？
When we take a bath, we use bath soap.
然后洗头要用洗发精。
And if we wash our hair, we use shampoo.
牧师可能不需要用太多洗发精。
I don't have any hair.
然后洗衣服要用洗衣粉。
And then if you wash clothes, you have clothes detergent.
洗马桶要用 漂白水。
And if you wash the toilet, you use bleach.
那如果你拿漂白水来洗头，那就糟糕了。
But if you use bleach to wash your hair, bleach to water your hair, then that would be terrible.
所以用对洗洁剂是一件非常重要的事情。
So using the right kind of detergent, for the right purpose is very important.
所以我们用什么来洁净自己的灵魂？
So what do we utilize to cleanse ourselves?
我们知道我们要认罪，我们要省察自己，对不对？
We know we have to confess our sins to examine ourselves.
但是如果用我们自己的标准来判断自己的话呢，那只怕觉得自己什么都挺好的，没有什么罪需要认。
But if we use our own standards as a measure, then quite often we say, I'm not all that bad. I'm pretty good.
但是呢，就变成是肮脏的地方还是在那儿。
But yet the filthy places are still there.
就像是用了不对的清洁剂。
It's only that we did not use the right cleaning agent.
所以我们必须要使用神的话，
so we must use the word of God,
才能看清楚自己是哪里需要认罪。
And only then can we see where we are still dirty.
所以我们是不是每天读神的话，熟悉他的话，思考他的话，应用他的话？
So do we each day read God's word and to become familiar with it, and also to meditate upon it and to use it, to apply it?
让神的话不断地去更新我们的世界观跟价值观
and,
为人处事的态度
and allow the word of God to continually to renew our perspective.
如果我们的眼光常常看着世俗的事情呢，就很难注意到神在做什么。
And if our eyes are always focused on the things of this world, then we will not understand or experience God's own vision.Perspective.
当然我们活在这个世界上不可避免的要操心这些柴米油盐的事情哈。
And we also, or we only worry about, what we need as our daily staples.
我们要担心工作的事情，我们要担心孩子的事情。
We worry about our jobs, our children.
这都是正常。
And certainly these are all very normal.
但是正因为如此，所以我们要把这些时间，世俗里面的时间，刻意空出来一块，拿来思考神的话。
But because of this, we have to intentionally, set aside some time, to come before the Lord and His Word.
去了解上帝的心意。
And to understand the things of God.
所以有些事情可能以前我们觉得不是罪，没有问题。
Now,Perhaps, some things, where before we thought was not a sin.
但是现在因为我们被上帝不断地改变更新，现在看得更清楚。
But now that we are continually being transformed, being renewed by God, then we can see clearly that these were sins.
发现这里脏了需要擦干净，那里脏了需要改变。
And we could see the dirt here or the dirt there and where we need to do the cleansing.
这就是自洁。
And so this is what it means to consecrate ourselves.
好，接下来我们再来看到三章的十到十一节。
And then now we look at verses 10 to 11.
约书亚说：“看哪，普天下主的约柜必在你们前头过去，到约旦河里。因此你们就知道，在你们中间有永生神，并且他必在你们面前赶出迦南人、赫人、希未人、比利。”
Joshua said to the Israelites, Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. This is how you will know that the living God is among you, and that he will certainly drive out before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites.
好，约柜先行，你们就知道你们中间有永生神。
So, when there is the Ark of the Covenant before you, then you know that in the midst of you is the Eternal God.
上帝当时因为外邦人犯罪，所以把他们赶走，让以色列人承受他们的地。
Because of the sins of the Gentiles, the evil of the Gentiles, God wanted to cast them out of the land and allow the Israelites to take it over.
但今天上帝要做的是一件新事。
But we know that God he does things in a very new thing, done a new thing.
神不把人赶走，但是他要把人心里的邪恶赶走。
Today God is not casting people away, but he is wanting to cast out their idols.
他要给人第二次机会。
He wants to give people a second opportunity.
所以当我们跨过约旦河的时候呢，我们不是要去把外邦人赶走。
So when we cross the River Jordan, we're not going to cast out the Gentiles.
但是要把他们心里的偶像赶走。
But we are, you know, to help them to cast out the idols from their hearts.
让他们可以借着我们来认识上帝。
So that through us that.They can come to know the Lord.
所以过约旦河这件事情不只是改变我们自己的生命，也祝福我们身边还不认识神的人。
So crossing the Jordan not only transforms our lives, but also help to bless other people.
所以我们可以把迦南人、赫人、西魏人等等换成美国人、中国人、日本人、穆斯林、印度人。
So we can replace the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Jebusites.You know, with today's Americans, Chinese, Japanese, Muslims, or Indians.
只要我们有机会接触的人
you know, as long as those are the people that we have the opportunity to come in touch with,
都是上帝希望我们去祝福的人
and those are also people that God wants to bless through us.
神要赶走他们心里的偶像
God wants to cast out.The idols from their hearts.
神要在他们的心里做王。
God wants to work in their hearts to become their king.
而我们就是那个上帝的代表。
And we are the representatives of the Lord.
带着福音的信息要来祝福他们。
You know, bringing the good news of the gospel in order to bless them.
好，接下来这段经文有一点长，所以我们也是看一些重点。
The next passage is a little bit long, so we'll only emphasize the important points.
基本上意思就是说，他们过了约旦河之后呢，上帝吩咐他们说要从那河里面拿十二块石头来盖一个石碑。
So God was telling the Israelites, you know, when they crossed the Jordan, they will pick out 12 stones to place in the riverbed.
然后做这个石碑之后呢，日后他们的子孙问说，哎，这些石头是什么意思呢？
So that later, when their future generations ask, you know, what is the meaning of this stone memorial?
然后他们就可以说，哦，这个就是当初神带我们过约旦河的时候，那个水就这样停下来了。
And they can tell them their younger generation, you know, this is to commemorate the time when the Lord brought us across the River Jordan.
好，所以约书亚就照做了，然后。就是直到今日，就是当时写这一段记录的时候，石头还在那里。
And so Joshua did as God had commanded him, and today, that day, until that day, which is when the story was written, that these stones were still there.
所以这个石碑就提醒着以色列人，神行了这个大而可畏的神迹。
So this stone memorial reminds the Israelites, you know, that God had performed this great miracle.
那我们也记得在逾越节之后神也是设立了逾越节然后让以色列人以后世世代代的子孙都要讲述这个故事
And in the same way when God led the Israelites out of Egypt He established the Passover so that it could be told to the generations to come
所以很有意思啊神为什么要人去纪念这些事情呢
And that's really very interesting Why does God want us to remember these things?
因为人是很健忘的。
But you know, people are all very forgetful.
时间一久，就是会忘记神的作为的。
You know, time passes and we forget what God has done.
甚至我们今天可能会觉得说，神已经不会再行这样的神迹了。
Or even we think, you know, we think today that God will no longer perform these sorts of miracles.
是，但神迹还是有的。
But yet miracles still exist today.
就是有信心的人看得见。
And those who have faith will be able to see them.
我们如果不相信神今天还是能够做这样的事情，那我们就局限了神。
And if we don't believe that God can still perform these miracles, then we are limiting God.
City Fest 布道会这个活动加起来，竟然一共有13000人参加。
The recent City Fest evangelistic meeting, there were 13,000 people who attended the activities.
其中竟然有950个觉知。
And among them, there were 950 professions of faith.
然后有800个陪谈员。
And there were 800 counselors.
还有450个志愿者。
And also 450 volunteers.
不是神迹吗？
Isn't that a miracle?
我记得有一次就是在布道会之前，我在这里报告说，哎，他们陪谈员不够啊，现在只有200个人，他们想要1000个人，让大家都去受陪谈员训练。
And I still remember just before the City Fest, I reported that.They want 1,000 counselors, and at that time there were only 200. And I encouraged people to go and get the training.
结果后来竟然有800个陪谈员。
And then there were actually 850.
难道不是因为圣灵在这些人的心里面动工吗？
And it's because the Holy Spirit, you know, was working in these people.
有什么理由可以解释本来是200个，后来变成800？
No, otherwise, how can it went from 200 to 850?
所以我们不要去拘泥在现实的情况是怎么样，我们大胆的祷告。
So let's not be stuck in the present reality.
我们可以大胆的相信。
And we can believe with confidence.
因为我们有上帝过去的作为。
Because we have what God has done in the past as the basis.
就好像希伯来书十二章一节说的，我们有这许多的见证人，如云彩围绕着我们。
And in Hebrew chapter 12, verse 1, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses,
就是过去啊，过去有这么多见证人，他们可以诉说神做过的事情。
And there are so many great witnesses in the past that can relate to us what God had done.
那些约旦河里面的石头，就像这些见证人一样，就提醒我们有这个历史的。
So the stones in the River Jordan are like these witnesses to what God had done in history.
那神今天还是做事。
And God is still at work today.
接下来的经文我们来看到十二到十三节。
And we go to chapter 4 of Joshua, verses 12 and 13.
来，我们一起来读。
We could read this together.
流便人、加德人、马拿西半支派的人都照摩西所吩咐他们的，带着兵器在以色列人前头过去，约有40,000人都准备打仗，在耶和华面前过去，到耶利哥的平原等候上阵。好，所以这个就是约书亚记第一章记载的事情，就是说流便人、加德人、马拿西半支派的人，这些人呢早就跟约书亚说好，他们不想去迦南地。
And in Joshua chapter 1 the tribes of Reuben, Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh had told Joshua that they didn't want to cross the Jordan, they want to stay on the east bank.
因为他们在约旦河东边已经有很好的地了。
Because they felt they had a very good piece of land east of the Jordan.
他们想在那边就住下来。
They want to settle there.
然后约书亚告诉他们说，没问题，你们可以住在这里，但是为了你们的弟兄，就是其他支派，你们中间能打仗的人要过约旦河。
So Joshua told them, it's okay for you to stay there, but for the sake of your brothers, we want you to select some fighting men.To cross the Jordan to help them.
所以过约旦河的人就是要去帮其他支派得到那些地。
So those of them from those tribes that goes across the Jordan was the purpose of helping the other people to claim the land of Canaan.
然后他们的妻小可以留在约旦河东边。
Their wives and children can remain on the east bank.
打仗的人先过去，打完仗再回来。
Those fighters will go across first, and then after that they will come back.
所以有四万人都带着兵器。
So there were 40 fighting men with weapons. 40,000 men with weapons.
然后预备好要打仗。
And they were ready to battle.
那么同样的，今天我们要过约旦河的时候，我们也是要打一场属灵的战争。
And the same way as we cross our river Jordan, we are also prepared to fight a spiritual battle.
因为上帝在使用我们去赢得灵魂的时候呢，撒旦也不会让我们这么容易。
Because when God calls us to win souls for Him, Satan will not sit still. He will want to attack us.
他会让我们信心软弱。
And He will want to weaken our faith.
他会让我们忙得要命
keep us so busy,
让我们身体不舒服
give us a physical illness,
让我们同工之间彼此不和
or disharmony among the church co-workers,
让我们遭遇属灵的攻击
so that we are being under spiritual attack.
所以当我们为神的国度要来工作的时候呢，我们就是要像这四万人一样拿起兵器来。
So when we want to do the work of God, we have to be like these 40,000 fighters to take up weapons.
但是不是拿那个能杀人的兵器，只要拿可以抵抗邪灵的兵器。
But not weapons of destruction, but spiritual weapons.
在以弗所书六章这边讲到的，我们不是与属血气的征战，是与执政的、掌权的、管辖幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
And in Ephesians chapter 6, we read, For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
好，所以呢，下面就说了，有一些兵器要拿。
And then following are the weapons that were listed.
Okay, 有真理，有公义，有平安的福音。
There's truth and righteousness and the gospel of peace.
还有信德，还有救恩的头盔。
Faith and the helmet of salvation.
还有神的道。
And the sword of the spirit.
OK， 好，所以怎么样抵挡撒旦的攻击呢？就是我们刚刚说的这些了哈，真理、公义、福音、信德，就是信心哈，还有救恩。
So we're looking at these weapons, truth and faith, and righteousness and the gospel.
所以讲到这里，我们已经看到，过属灵的约旦河，我们需要做的事情有哪些？
And we already know that to cross the spiritual Jordan, the kind of work that we are to do.
我们要跟随神的带领。
We have to follow the leading of the Lord.
要自洁。
We have to cleanse ourselves.
要有爱人的心。
We have to have a love for others.
要拿好属灵的兵器等等。
And we have to have in our hands, spiritual weapons.
但有一件最重要的事情，我们却不能做，也不必做。
But there is something that's even more important that we cannot do and we do not have to do.
对不起，电池掉出来了，所以等一下可能要麻烦 Timothy 帮我下一页哈。
Sarah lost her battery.
来下一页，好，我们一起来读三章十四节。
Go to verse 14.
百姓离开帐篷，要过约旦河的时候，抬约柜的祭司乃在百姓的前头。好，谢谢。好，可不可以继续？可以，好，太好了。
So the priests were carrying the ark, going ahead of the people.
百姓之所以能够跨过约旦河走干地，是因为祭司先在他们前面下去了。
The reason that the people can cross the Jordan is because the priest went ahead of them.
那个祭司的脚一踏入河水，上游的水就断了。
And when the priest stepped into the water from upstream stopped, ceased.
所以祭司的角色非常重要。
So the role of the priest is very important.
神没有让以色列人直接自己就进约旦河。
God did not allow the Israelites to cross, by themselves.
所以百姓走的是一条预备好的路。
So the people were going through a path that was already prepared for them.
上帝带领我们过属灵的约旦河，同样也是有祭司在我们前面。
And so the same way, God, when we go through the spiritual Jordan, that we have a priest before us.
我们的祭司是谁呢？
And we, who is our priest?
希伯来书四章十四到十五节。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 and 15.
我们一起来读。我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。 耶稣基督就是那位率先进入河里的祭司。
So our Lord Jesus Christ is that priest who first stepped into the river.
他是第一个进入外邦人境界的上帝。
You know, he is the first one that went into the world of the Gentiles.
三位一体的圣子第二位格，他放弃与天父同在，他放弃天上的尊贵荣耀，来到人世间。
You know, he is the second person of the Trinity, and he had forsaken all of the honor and glory of heaven to come to this world.
成就你我的救恩。
And to accomplish for you the work of salvation, and me the work of salvation.
他是我们的榜样。
So he is our model, our example.
无论这条河看起来多么不可能过，他都能够带我们过。
No matter how impossible that river seemed to be crossed, the Lord Jesus will take us across.
他是一个先锋。
He is a forerunner.
所以我们跟着他就进入了外邦人的境地。
So we follow him to enter in the land of the Gentiles.
本来我们就是外邦人啊。
We originally were also Gentiles.
是因为他来到我们的世界，我们才能够与神和好。
It's only because that Jesus came into this world that we are reconciled at peace with God.
所以现在他带领我们是要让更多人与外邦人和好，与神和好。
So now that he's leading us in order that many more Gentiles will also be reconciled to God.
那么既然我们跟随耶稣，那么我们过了约旦河没有呢？
Have we followed Jesus? Have we crossed the River Jordan?
或许我们还在约旦河的东边。
Maybe we are still on the east side, east bank of the Jordan.
还在求神来帮助我们家人身体健康，人生幸福美满，工作得到升迁。
Maybe we are simply asking God to protect us, our children, our marriage, our health, and our job.
就像当年在旷野的以色列人。
And it's just like the, you know, the Israelites in the wilderness.
那我们祈求神赐给我们一个勇气，去开始一种新的生活。
And we pray that God will give us the new courage to live a new life.
新的思想方式。
Have a new way of thinking.
以上帝的眼光来看我们的人生。
And to you know, use the God's perspective.To look at the world.
让我们为上帝的国度而活。
And that we live for the kingdom of God.
所以我们从很简单的地方可以开始扩张神国的使命。
So we can start from a very simple place to help expand God's kingdom.
好，比如说在教会里面看来新来的朋友，你就主动把他们纳入这个群体。
Now, for example, if you see new friends coming into the church, you take the initiative to greet them, to care about them.
花时间好好的读经，装备自己可以把神的道理讲得清楚。
Or you could prepare yourself by reading or studying the Bible so that we can clearly convey the message of the gospel.
跟你的邻居同事，还有孩子同学的父母维持良好的关系，求神赐机会让我们来讲福音。
And maintain good relationship with your neighbors, your colleagues, your parents of your children's classmates, and pray for opportunity to present the gospel to them.
然后最重要的是求神赐给我们爱人的心。
And pray God to give a heart, a heart for people's souls.
就为不认识神的人祷告。
And pray for those who do not yet know God.
我们现在每次礼拜天讲到完之后，不是都会为中国的一个省份祷告吗？
You know, on Sundays after the sermon, we pray for a province in the country of China.
说真的，很多时候我们可能有嘴巴有祷告，但是心其实没有很为他们的得救感到很着急。
A lot of time, maybe we are, praying, with our mouths, but, not with our hearts.
那么这不是一件大错特错的事情，就是说我们没有，我们本来就是没有这个爱，我们需要神来赐给我们这个爱。
That's because we don't have that love, and we need God to give us that kind of love.
我们会为自己的家人朋友祷告，因为我们爱我们的家人朋友，我们不会去想到不认识的人。
We pray for our families because we love our families, but we need to also pray for those who are outside of our family, people that we may not even know.
所以我们求神赐给我们爱人的心。
So we pray that God will give us a heart that loves people's souls.
好，我们祷告，然后就请提摩太上来带我们唱回应诗歌。
Let's pray, and then we'll have the response hymn.